Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. Welcome to your second semi-final in the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest. Well, let's just say tonight is going to be an absolute bloodbath. Thank you all for coming in again to the click track, beat track, whatever you want to call it, internet commentary for this, the second semi-final. As before, when you hear the beep, which sounds like this, this is just an example, sounds like this, you pause this track. You only pause when, basically these beeps are going to happen when the musics of all the singers and performers start going. When they finish their song, unpause the track and you'll catch up with me in the commentary. This is just in case you get caching problems, streaming problems, or whatever. I just can't get it synced up because I do have to do this slightly in advance, as you can tell. If you get commercial breaks, if you get visits to the green room, if you get some strange, interesting cutaway videos from NRK, your host broadcasters, keep the tape running. You only pause at the beep, and the beeps are only for the duration of the song. Each song being 3 minutes, you're allowed six people on stage. You must do live vocals, you must do live backing vocals, but you can have a backing musical track as well. And yes, it is going to be an absolute bloodbath tonight. We have 17 songs, 17 countries, all trying to get 10 places in the grand final, which will happen this Saturday. And, you know, there are a lot of strong songs in here. There's at least 13 or 14 songs in here which you would normally think deserve to get to go through to the final. So there are going to be some big disappointments. We are going to see some names fall here. And right now we are seeing our hosts come up on screen as well for their second go at hosting Eurovision. And they're doing quite well, I have to say. The hosts themselves, Nedia Hasnou and Eric Solbakken, will be the backstage and doing the voting and opening up the envelopes with that big sort of see-through keyboard thing that looks like something Rick Makeman would have in the Myths and Legends of King Arthur and Knights of the Round Table. That's Hadi Yatounié, who will be handling all of that. I, of course, am Ewan Spence. You can find me at www.ewanspence.com or on Twitter at Ewan, so twitter.com/Ewan, and you'll get my live thoughts as we go through the contest as well. Okay, let's remind what's happening. 17 countries, those 17 countries can all cast their vote tonight. Joining them, Norway and the United Kingdom, they are also able to cast their vote. So if you're in one of those 19 countries, then head to your host broadcaster's Eurovision page, for example, the UK, bbc.co.uk/Eurovision, and you will find details on how to cast your votes. It should also pop up on the screen as well if you're watching it on the television. Those of you watching on the stream on Eurovision.tv, it will just come up as blank, but you will still get the country number from 1 through 17 for you to remember. Add 01, add 02, so on. It's the same with normal TV phone voting polls. It runs exactly the same like that. Okay, right then, there's no opening act. They're just going to go through and explain all the stuff that I've already explained to you, but in a slightly more fan look way. You're probably on the screen just now if you started this as a show start. See the 10 countries that they qualified through from the first semi-final. We'll go over them in one of the breaks here. In a moment, we're going to have our first song. So have your fingers over the pause button as I introduce Lithuania. This is from the group Inculto. These guys have been absolutely everywhere in Norway. They're saving money. They're in the cheapest hotel possible, but they're having great fun. They're doing as many gigs as possible. They're from Lithuania. The song is called The Eastern European Funk. Those of you who know your Eurovision cliches will go, well, you know, Bucks Fizz ripped off their skirts. But they were girls. What are six boys who are doing their best Tim Minchin, Lee Evans pretend instrument opening going to be able to manage to do Bucks Fizz? All I'm going to say is look for the sequence. It's a lively, it's a different type of opening to what we had from Moldova, but it's certainly going to get the adrenaline flowing. This is song number one for the second semi-final Eurovision Song Contest 2010. It's Lithuania, Eastern European Funk. I'll play the beep in a second, and I'll see you back here after you've unpaused the track, after you've listened to Lithuania. Lithuania there. Song number one. Perhaps taking the you don't need to play your instruments because you have a backing track. Slightly not too serious there. Right then, song number two comes from Armenia and has a strong pedigree, written by Karen Cavalerian, who's had six other songs appear at Eurovision, including Annie Lorak's Shady Lady, the fans' favourite. They came second back 2008, as I recall. Yes, there is an apricot stone on stage because the song is called Apricot Stone. But this is one of those performances where the singer is doing the singing and they're letting all the fiction and the story be performed behind them. And if you look very carefully, just at the side of the stage, you'll see it's either Leslie Nielsen or Bobby Robson doing the pipes of peace. Not quite sure on that one. Song number two is Armenia from Eva Rivas. If you're sitting at home and playing my recommended drinking game, actually, no, I don't recommend it, but the suggestion has always been drink whenever you see a pyrotechnic drop. Congratulations, you're probably going to be quite happy now. That was song number two for Armenia. Heading now, song number three for Israel. Yes, I know it's Eurovision Song Contest, and Israel's not in Europe, but they're part of the EBU, and inside the European Broadcasting Area, that's how they get to go, and they're also paid-up members and stuff like that. Okay, Harold Scat was chosen by Israeli television, but the song itself, Milim, which is Israeli for words, was chosen by the public. It looks a little bit like David Copperfield here to be answering this one. Let's see. Harold himself came second in a poll for the best male singer in Israel of the decade. So he is a popular performer, and Israel are loving this song. For me, in such a busy semi-final, this one might struggle to get enough of the votes in the public and the jury. Milim from Israel. Song three there from Israel's Harel Scat. Right then, fan favourite next. Or at least it was a fan favourite till the rehearsal started here in the Telenor Stadium in Oslo. It's Denmark, and in a moment like this. Coming from Shani and Nevergreen, this did sterling work out of the national finals, and the fans really loved this one. All the preview parties and everything picked this one up. But like quite a few songs in history, especially one or two from the Scandinavian countries, once it got to the stage here at the finals, something didn't quite work. They've been doing their best to fix that, but they're staging with spinning walls, sliding trays, and let's just say over-egging the key change just very slightly means Denmark's qualification from the semi-final is no longer a sure thing. Song four, in a moment like this, from Denmark. Song four there, it's got quite a lot of support in the press room, as you can imagine, for Denmark, in a moment like this, from Shani and the Russian-based Nevergreen. Right, song five, Switzerland. This was actually the first song to be announced way back in December. Although it was an internal selection, it was open to everybody to apply to the Swiss TV. They did have an interesting addition that you must have had a top 50 CD in the Swiss chart, thus ruling out the appearance of Justin Lee Collins, if you've been watching that show back in the UK. The song itself, Il Pleut de l'Or, which is actually not French for golden showers, okay? It's going to be performed by Michael von der Heide. Lots of pyro in this one as well, so do please charge your glasses. It's another busy staging for song number five from Switzerland. Song number five there from Michael von der Heide, Switzerland's Il Pleut de l'Or. Right then, if you're one of the 17 countries in one of the 17 countries that's performing tonight, or the United Kingdom or Norway, those are two of the countries that are automatically through to the grand final on Saturday, along with France, Spain and Germany, who voted back in semi-final one, then you can cast your vote to determine who goes through. 50% of the vote will come from the public, and 50% will be made up of a jury of musical peers in each country. Speaking of semi-final one, who got through? Well, let's do a run down now for you. Moldova got through with Runaway, a nice high energy opening. Russia's Peter Nalich and Friends, Lost and Forgotten, to the disappointment I think of fans, but not me, love this that song. The spoken word amazing song got through for Russia. Serbia over your Balkan came through. Bosnia and Herzegovina was the one cock rock number that made it through as well. Vukasin Brajic's Thunder and Lightning, let's just say there's one very relieved Bosnian or Herzegovian man there. Tom Dice is me and my guitar from Belgium. It was pretty much a shoo-in to get through. It's also looking very strong for the final. Albania's up-tempo, Lulu looking like Juliana Pasha, All About You. No surprises with Greek qualifying as well, with Georgios Elkeos and friends. Opa! Portugal was probably the one big surprise from the first semi-final. Filipa Azevedo and Hadias Assim. There are days like this getting through as well. Very simple ballad, very elegantly staged, much like Iceland did last year with Johanna and Is It True. So Portugal could well be in the mix. Also coming through was the amazing Butterflies with the pop-out wings from Belarus, and Iceland themselves this year with Hera Bjork, went through as well with Je Ne Sais Quoi. Right then, song number 6, now we've done the recap, first semi-final 1, back to semi-final 2, is from Anna Bergendahl, This Is My Life, which amazingly was the title of a song from Iceland back in 2008, in which Hera Bjork was one of the backing singers. Right now, everybody in the auditorium is cracking open the Swedish-supplied glow sticks. As Anna, a little bit of a fashion faux pas here. She's wearing Converse trainers, and Anna, that is so David Tennant. No, we've moved on to tackety hobnail boots now, love. but this is a lovely song. This Is My Life and Sweden. It's been improving again and again. Every time it gets up on stage, every time I hear it. Sharp-eyed viewers out there, watch for the disappearing guitar. And right after that, watch for the disappearing mic stand. But right now, watch song 6 for Sweden. This Is My Life, composed by Bobby Lundgren, the lyrics by Christian Lagerstorm, and performed by Anna Bergendahl. Last time I checked, that was 16-1 to win the competition, and I think those odds are going to tighten up tremendously after tonight's performance. This Is My Life there from Sweden and Anna Bergendahl. Did you spot the microphone disappearing? Right then, song 7, Azerbaijan. This is the country that really wants to win. Lots of money spent on PR, lots of money spent on promoting the singer Sefura Alizadeh. She's 17. She has a huge amount of pressure on her. The hopes of a nation are sitting on top of this huge fan of the Twilight series. So there we go. Any other demographic boxes to tick? They've brought in Beyonce's dance choreographer. They've done a video with Rupert Wainwright. They really, really want to win. But it's not been coming together in rehearsals. We kind of assumed this was going to be an obvious qualifier when we started the week. Now we're not so sure. Song 7 is Drip Drop from Azerbaijan. Song number 7 there, Azerbaijan. And the simple question is, for a lot of these journalists, including me, how'd you get a visa for Azerbaijan and Baku next year? But it's up to the public. It's up to the jury vote happened last night. The public vote is happening now. Song number 7, so if that's the one you want, get dialing if you're one of the 19 countries who can vote tonight. Ukraine is up at song 8. What a mess of an internal selection. This is essentially their third choice for the song for 2010. The first one fell to the wayside. The second one was outside the rules. So the third one is Sweet People from Alyosha. I'm pretty sure she said Dumbledore is one of the lyrics coming in later here. A controlled presentation is what we're hoping for from Alyosha tonight. Bathed in red. Very simple presentation. This is song number 8, Sweet People. Song 8 there from Ukraine. Very modern. Very 21st century Eurovision Song Contest style there. So in the sense of that, let's go back a little bit, shall we? Song number 9 is from the Netherlands. It's our first Dutch language entry since 1998's Hemel en Aarde, and it's been performed by Sienek. And do not just use it, it's back in the UK. She's not a young Lorraine Kelly. But there we go. The composer is Pierre Kartner, better known as Father Abraham, who did the Smurf song. Hopefully there will be no smurfing out of tea with this song here. It's Shalali, Ik Bin Verlieft. And this has the biggest organ you're going to see on stage at this festival of music. Yes, it's an old-fashioned Schlager organ. Welcome back to the 1973. I don't know, maybe this sort of retro sound is going to work this year. I don't know. Song number 9 is The Netherlands. If you can vote, tell us if you like it. If not, give me a note on Twitter as well. At Ewan. Twitter.com/Ewan. Song number 9, The Netherlands. song number 9 there. Yes, I'm sitting next to some Netherlands as well. Look, we're vocal back here in the press room. We follow this stuff. We love it. Right then, let's have a quick breakdown on how the voting works before we head over to Romania. As I said before, 50% public, 50% jury. This is how it works. The juries watch the second dress rehearsal, which happened this time last night. They will rank it in each country. They will rank the songs in order. And then the songs will be given an internal score of 12, 10, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, or a single point. Those internal scores are added to an internal score that's worked out from the public vote. The public vote will also rank the songs, and they will then give them the internal score of 12, 10, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, or a single point. The maximum you can get is 24. And those are added together, and everything is reworked and resorted, and then you get the final ranking of the countries for that country. Those rankings are used for the 12 points, the 12, 10 points, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, single point that are sent up to Oslo. Now, in the grand final, they will be called out as we go around the countries one by one. For the semi-finals, they're just added together on one person's spreadsheet and kept secret until after the contest. If there's a tie break, i.e. somebody gets 12 points to the jury and 10 points to the public, and 12 points to the public and 10 points to the jury, so they get 22 each, the country that's got the higher public vote will win. So 12 points in the public, 10 points from jury is more powerful than 10 points in the public and 12 points to the jury. There we go. Those will be added together. They'll be sent back. They'll add up the top 10 countries. They will be read out at the end of the show in a random order by Hadi. And we will find out those scores at the end of the contest. Okay, what are we going to head for now? Oh, Romanian song number 10. I love this one. Playing with Fire from Paula Selling and Ovi Martin. And I don't know, there's just a little bit of Blake 7 in here. There's lots of fire, stern looks like you'd get from Avon and Leather Catsuit. Yeah, there's also more traditional sort of dueling pianos that you get with Hungarian Rhapsody and B minor and things like Who Framed Roger Rabbit with Daffy Duck and Donald Duck. But this is just... this is how you do staging at Eurovision. This is how you use a little bit of pyrotechnics. This is how you tell a story on stage. You'll note that the singers are telling the story to each other, not the audience, until the very end. And also, they do get a bonus point for me for rhyming fire, higher, and desire at the end of the song. That takes bravery. And this is Playing with Fire, Paula Selling and Ovi, composed by Ovi Martin for Romania. If the Avengers ever did Eurovision. Song number 10 there from Romania and Playing with Fire. Right then, Slovenia at song number 11. People have always asked me, Ewan, what do you want to do at Eurovision? I'll give you a clue. I want to commentate. And they go, oh, wouldn't you want to be out on stage and do some singing? I said, no, because if I did, I would look rather like Calamari in the next song. Amsabel Roses Lindre and Calamari are providing folk rock from Slovenia. I have to say, you know, Tyrolean folk, great idea. Slovenian rock music, great idea. Putting them together, hoping for some sort of Romeo and Juliet Guys and Dolls inspiration, not a good idea. This is the man most like me if I had to perform at Eurovision, and possibly Justin Lee Collison's last chance to have been on stage was to be in Slovenia's Song 11. Come back, Stan Bush, all is forgiven. Trang song. Look, I've lost the power of speech after Slovenia's folk rock and song number 11. No, I'm not attempting the Slovenian translation because we're now leaving Dante's fifth circle of Eurovision and heading towards the Emerald Isle of Ireland. Song number 12. Ireland have lost away in the last couple of years, sending turkeys and actual turkey rock numbers. This year, they've returned to rather classy Niamh Kavanagh. Eurovision fans will recognise her from the 1993 victory of In Your Eyes. Yes, she's a returning Eurovision winner. She was the second of the 3 year-in-a-row victories that Ireland have had. This song is for you. It's a joint composition from Ireland's Niall Mooney and Lina and Jonas Landikoff, Martin Eriksson and Lena Eriksson from Sweden. Middle Earth, Ireland. This hits every single cliche you could expect, but somehow Ireland get away with it. Song 12, it's for you, Niamh Kavanagh. Ireland there, and song 12. You know, it is a strong year. If you can get at the semi-final, that is a good one, and a good bet for top five potential win. It's such a close field this year, both in the semi-final and in the songs themselves, that anybody could win. Hey, even Bulgaria at song 13. Even Slovenia. Angel CT, You Are an Angel is the song composed by Miroslav Konstantinov and performed by his alter ego of Miro on stage. There's more birds. You know, I know we had lots of birds and wings and everything in the first semi-final. Here we have a little bit more wings. And we also have a little bit more of a flock of seagulls as well. But I suspect that is just the hairstyling that we have on Miro. This man can literally smolder a camera by looking at it from 100 yards. It's the sixth Bulgarian entry into Eurovision. Will this be only their second song to get to the grand final? Bulgaria there, song 13. Right then. Now, the rules of Eurovision actually have no restriction on which country the performer has to come from, or the composer, or anything like that. Some countries do put their own rules. For example, Romania has to be Romanian singers and performers only. Cyprus at song 14 have turned to Cypriot composers Nassos Lambernidis and Melis Constantinou for Life Looks Better in Spring, and they in turn turned to the internet to find somebody to create a demo version of the song, and then went, you know, he's so good, let's use him for the actual thing. Hence John Lillygreen from Wales and the Islanders, a mix of Cypriots, Norwegians, Scots and Irish. If you ever wondered what would happen if we broke up and England had to do an entry in Scotland, Wales and Ireland, it would be a bit like this. Everybody would support John Lillygreen and the Islanders at song 14. If he's got the cheeky look, the vote is going to put him through, but it's going to be close. Cyprus, song 14. He is a lovely chap. Interviewed him on the podcast in the show before this one. John Lillygreen and the Islanders there for Cyprus at song 14. Cyprus' best chance of qualifying in years, to be honest there. Pity they're in semi-final too. It's pretty tough. Croatia, Feminem here, and you'll recognise him. They were in 2005 Eurovision, but representing Bosnia and Herzegovina there with Call Me. At that point, they came 14th. And they entered the national final for Croatia last year and came third. This year, they won with Lako je sve, Everything is Easy. There's a tiny hint of Dima Bilan's winning song from 2008, Believe, in here. But there's also just a slight hint of a fashion disaster coming up as well. So you've got about a minute just to get yourself set for the strange mix of capes. No, not capes. No, remember what happened to Ultraman. And miniskirts coming through as well. Right, how else can you follow myself at Eurovision? Well, obviously you have the podcast itself, bit.ly/ESC podcast will take you straight into the iTunes listing. You'll also be able to follow me on Twitter. You'll need to do that if you want to just find out what's going to happen out with the envelopes and everything, when all the songs end, the commentary ends, but the fun does not. twitter.com/you, and you can get in touch with me on Facebook or through email as well, ewanspence@gmail.com. ask nicely, leave you my mobile number. I am in Oslo. A lot of people actually asked that. Are you actually there? Yes, actually here. And we'll be here for the rehearsals of the grand final tomorrow and the grand final itself on Saturday. Teller itself, 16,000 people are going to be in this stadium. There's an expected TV audience in the grand final of over 120 million, which easily displaces shows like America's Super Bowl, like the final episode of MASH, that's about 105 million. This literally is not only Europe's favourite TV show, but every chance of being the world's favourite TV show as well. Right, let's head back in. As I said, song 15 is going to be from Croatia. There's a lot going on in this one here, and if you're ready to do some screen caps and everything, there is a really, really cheesy postcard ending on this one, which, you know, it's well done. I mean, the prop is actually on stage, and you've never, well, if you look carefully, you might see it going on, but if you don't, well, it's just a little surprise at the end. We have Lako je sve here, song 15 from Croatia, composed by Branimir Milošević, Nira Paramak, and Pamela Ramlak. Little bit of a gentle ending there. Song 15 is Croatia. Okay, we have two to go this evening. Turkey will be the ones closing off, but before then, we have Georgia and Sofo Nizaradze with Shine. Lots of knowing looks here, lots of clinches. It's almost balletic, this performance. I think it's a mistake, actually, for the singer to be involved with that as well. And, you know, It's just so busy. It reminds me of those moments in every single 1950s musical where they just give Danny Kaye 5 minutes, say, Danny, do something modern. And he just comes up with some weird number, which is absolutely perfect for going and getting more popcorn. Anyway, this is song 16 from Georgia, Sofo Niharad's Shine. Song 16 there with potentially just a little bit too much pyro right at the end, but there again, maybe you felt like the drink. From Georgia there, 17 songs to perform, 16 down, here's the final one. It's Turkey, We Could Be the Same from Manga. This is going to be an impressive closer. MTV's Best European Act, the regular headline acts on the rock circuit in Southern Europe. Manga are one of the biggest bands around, so much so that they can actually invite Mrs. Stig on the back of the stage from Top Gear, although many of you will actually think she's a bit more like Seamus. Samus from Metroid Prime. Actually, I don't know, is that Seamus? Seamus? Anyway, doesn't matter. One thing, angle grinder sparks count as pyro, as do regular promos. Don't adjust your set, it is monochrome time, unless you're epileptic, in which case, look away now. Song 17 from Turkey, We Could Be the Same. And there are your 17 songs in the second semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2010. Closing off with Turkey, it's now your chance at home to cast your votes if you're in one of the 17 countries that are taking part in this semi-final, or if you're in the United Kingdom or Norway as well. Of course, you could be voting right from the very start. That was one of the new changes. We've no idea what impact that is going to have. We think it's going to level the playing field off a little bit as well. Give those songs early on in the run, songs like Lithuania, Armenia, Israel and Denmark for the first four, give them a little bit more of a chance. But all of that will be revealed shortly. As for me, the commentary has to end now. I cannot predict the results of the 10 countries that will qualify. And if I could, I wouldn't tell you. I would go straight down the bookies. So it just remains for me to say, head over to my Twitter feed to get the live reaction as we go along. Twitter.com/Ewan. You will find me there. If you're not on Twitter, you can go to that page anyway and just watch what I say. But if you're on Twitter, do feel free to interact. Talk to me. It's at Ewan. It's very easy to find. The podcast interviews will continue as we go through. There will also be a commentary track as well for the grand final. And we're just planning what to do after this year's Eurovision is over as well. So don't go away. Keep checking your RSS feeds and listening to the unofficial Eurovision Song Contest podcast. I'm Ewan Spence. It is again been a pleasure to know that you've decided to share your Eurovision experience with me. Thank you very, very much for that. Do feel free to drop me a private note as well, ewanspence@gmail.com. And, enjoy the rest of your Eurovision. And hopefully see you back tomorrow for another interview. Definitely see you on Saturday for the grand final. 25 countries will go in. One will come out with a trophy, and 2007 journalists here in the Telenor Arena in Norway will immediately phone up their travel agents. For now, ta-ra, and the electrical guitars.